putting the chat, the agent, and the Git repo in one place is either obvious product gravity or an extremely ambitious pile of tabs.
Buzz is betting on the first one. Block and Jack Dorsey launched it as an open source, self-hostable workspace where team chat, workflows, agents, and Git hosting all sit on signed Nostr events. The actual argument is that coordination breaks when each of those systems keeps its own version of what happened.
Right, right. And that matters now because agents are no longer just drafting text in a side panel. They open issues, touch files, make commits, and create exactly the kind of trail that gets scattered between Slack, GitHub, and whatever agent console showed up last week.
The useful design choice is that Buzz seems to make those actions native events in the workspace. A message, a workflow update, and a repository change can share identity and history rather than getting stitched together afterward through integrations. I think that is the real claim, not that chat needed one more bot.
Also, this week has felt very crowded with things calling themselves an agent workspace. I had to reread the headline just to check whether this was a chat app pretending to be an operating system again.
Okay, that's fair.
But I kind of like that Buzz has a specific answer. The product story is not, talk to our clever agent. It is, the work happens here, so the agent's work should happen here too. That is much closer to the social participant thing we kept circling.
Yeah, though this is round another million of that same fight. We still have two camps, people who think agents need a social layer, and people who think they need reliable shared context, permissions, and coordination primitives. Buzz's signed event design is a concrete shot at the boring camp's requirements.
Exactly.
Nostr matters here because events are signed by keys. In principle, that gives a durable answer to who sent a message or triggered a workflow. Self-hosting means a team can run its own workspace instead of treating a vendor's cloud as the sole record of its work. But signing an event does not tell you whether an agent should have merged that change.
That last part is the whole game. A beautiful record of an agent doing the wrong thing is still a very clean incident report.
I see.
For a small engineering team, though, I can see why this is attractive. A request becomes a discussion, then an agent task, then a branch or commit, without somebody manually hauling context across four products. That is a painful workflow collapsing into one surface, which is my favorite kind of infrastructure.
My concern is less about the architecture than the replacement cost. Chat tools survive because they are where people already are. Git hosts survive because reviews, permissions, continuous integration, and institutional habits are welded onto them. Buzz has to be better enough that teams accept moving both their conversation and their code boundary.
Oh, come on. You heard self-hostable workspace and immediately built a little rain cloud over it. I do think you're right on the hard part, though. We learned that with background coding agents. Once actions disappear into automation, the product lives or dies on review gates, audit trails, and who can stop what. Buzz can make the trail visible, but it still has to make judgment cheap.
And the upside of one event layer is that it could make those gates less artificial. A workflow could carry the conversation that authorized it, the agent identity that ran it, and the commit it produced. That is cleaner than bolting a receipt onto the side later. I am cautiously into that.
That's a real concession from you.
Don't preserve it in the archive.
Too late. Episode 734, the day Miles briefly approved of a collaboration platform. Genuinely funny that our show has become a distributed ledger of your rare optimism.
Okay, that's genuinely funny. Still, the article's framing can overgeneralize. Teams do not necessarily want one giant surface for every kind of work. An incident channel, a repository review, and a planning conversation have different rhythms. If Buzz turns every event into ambient noise, the shared context becomes shared clutter.
Yeah, no, that is a practical test. The people who should care are technical teams already uncomfortable with their chat and code living under separate control planes, especially if self-hosting matters to them. A team happy with its existing stack probably should not migrate because an agent can post inside a new group chat.
The concrete next step is the public block/buzz repository. I would inspect how it models identities, repositories, and workflow events before getting excited about the phrase hive mind, and I would look for its review and permission model, because that is where this either becomes a real workspace or just a very connected demo.
No argument. The fancy plumbing gets to stay only if it makes a normal Tuesday easier.
Which, annoyingly, is your product optimism phrased as a systems acceptance test. Fine. Keep it.
I will. Go inspect Buzz. And please do not let the hive mind name make you start a control plane. See you next time, Miles.